Mark chapter 8. During those days another large crowd gathered. Since he had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on these people. They've already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they'll collapse along the way, because some of them have come a long distance. His disciples answered, Where in this remote region are we going to find enough bread for them to eat? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. Seven, they replied. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground, and when they had taken the 7 loaves, he gave thanks and broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the people, and they did so. They had a few small fish as well, and he gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them. The people ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up the 7 baskets full of broken pieces that were left. About 4,000 men were present, and having sent them away, he got into the boat with his disciples and went through the region of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to question Jesus to test him. They asked him for a sign from heaven. He sighed deeply and said, Why does this generation ask for a miraculous sign? I tell you the truth, no sign will be given it. Then he left them and got back into the boat and crossed to the other side. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for 1 loaf they had with them in the boat. Jesus said, Be careful. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. And they discussed this with one another and said, It is because we have no bread. Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you not see or understand? Are you hard-hearted? Do you have eyes but fail to see, ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember when I broke 5 loaves for 5,000, how many baskets full that you picked up? 12, they replied. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets full of pieces did you pick up? I broke the 7 loaves for 4,000, how many baskets full of pieces did you pick up? 7, they answered. You still don't understand. They came to Bethsaida, and some of the people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, Do you see anything? He looked up and said, I see people, and they look like trees walking around. Once more Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes, and then his eyes were opened. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, Don't go into the village. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way he asked them, Who do people say that I am? They replied, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others say one of the prophets. But what about you? Who do you say that I am? Peter answered, You are the Christ. Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he said. You do not savor the things of God, but the things of men. Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, If any man would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for me and the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory and with the holy angels.